Shelley, Shelly, Fenn, Fenn. Today's the 26th. She was born. I don't have a date of birth, just put it alone. Well, I need that because I need her age. Okay, here it is, 1950. This is a 74-year-old woman currently placed on hospice with malignant neoplasm of the left breast. Period. Patient is requiring pain medications for her pain. She appears to be in significant amount of pain. She has a KPS score of 40%. Her history is as follows. Let's see. This is a 74-year-old woman who was diagnosed with breast cancer on or about on or about 3/19/2019 period. Patient had a biopsy performed and subsequent lumpectomy. Pathology consistent with negative PR status, negative HER2, T2, N1, M1, left breast cancer associated with which subsequently she received chemo and radiation in the past. Patient now has severe polyneuropathy, iron deficiency anemia, a fatty liver, some related to patient's chemotherapeutic agents, period. Patient recently was hospitalized with GI bleed at Memorial Hermann, H-E-R-M-A-N-N, hospital with variceal bleed. Patient appears jaundiced, fatigues with significant weight loss. On the breast cancer, put down T2N1M, as in mother, 0, poorly differentiated ductal carcinoma. Let's put that in there, too. Patient is now status post-lumpectomy, adjuvant chemotherapy, and with numerous agents. Patient has significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, anemia, severe weakness, significant pain, has decided against any further treatment, and has asked for hospice care to be done at home. Patient overall prognosis remains poor. Recent PET scan showed newly solitary pulmonary nodule, left upper lobe, consistent with metastatic disease. Bony metastasis. Pleural effusion. Significant lymphadenopathy. Liver metastasis. patients and liver metastasis, period. Patient most likely has less than 6 months to live. She will be kept comfortable at home till she passes on with the help of hospice nurses. Her albumin is 2.2, protein is 3, consistent with severe protein calorie malnutrition. Last H&H is 8 and 24, contributing to her severe fatigue and overall demise. Thank you. Did you already write patient most likely has less than 6 months to live? I think I did say that. Okay, thank you. And remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.